Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Loving Patriots to Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting live from the heart of the safe haven and fallback and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving Patriots, the Inland Pacific Northwest, the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you are also a God-fearing, liberty-loving Patriot, then my name is your name too. All right, I hope you guys had a blessed week. Loving this unseasonably pre-spring warm weather. It's just been amazing. What a blessing. Of course, you know, we know they're going to be crying about fire season. When did it ever become fire season? It's summer, doggone it. But they call it fire season. Why? Well, especially in Washington State and a few other places around the West where they refuse to allow the states to manage their forests properly, leaving all kinds of fuels to burn, wildfires out of control. It almost seems deliberate. I mean, to be that neglectful, it almost seems deliberate, doesn't it? So anyway, fire season's coming. I'm not going to fall into that. It's summer. But that's one of the things that Liberty State, when they break free from Washington, they're going to manage their forests properly, reduce the fuels, increase jobs, and decrease the carbon emissions from those wildfires. You know, there's something I want to talk about here coming up. I'm going to talk about several things: preparedness, self-reliance, resiliency. We have to be resilient. Well, some of those dirt worshipers, they don't want to allow you to be resilient and self-reliant and manage trees because, well, they're looking out for the earth, so they claim. But in the process, look at the damage that they cause by refusing to allow us manage our own timber. And this brings me to, because we're going to talk about self-reliance here. We're going to talk about food preparation and food storage. I'm going to point some highlights or some resources to you. We're going to post on our highlights and resources posting. I'm going to talk about why, because how rapidly our world is changing. Now, we hope to be able to form our own state in Eastern Washington, very conservative, just politically and religiously and culturally, just more conservative on the east side of the mountains. But until that happens, there's still a fight. And this kind of brings, there was a, I got a an email talking about Senator Shelley Short in her newsletter asking for help from you, the voters, especially in Eastern Washington. This carbon tax proposal, they're going to try to help reduce carbon emissions by taxing the snot out of you. So this is what this says. Each year there are red flag bills introduced in Olympia that are horrendous. This year, one particular bill that should concern all of us is SB 6203. Now remember this and write it down, because you guys need to make a phone call and you need to tell them no. No on Senate Bill 6203, SB 6203. Got it? SB 6203. It would create a tax on carbon emissions in Washington, more accurately described as an energy tax. The bill proposes a new tax of $10 per metric ton of carbon emissions. It would begin in 2019, and in 2021 would increase $2 per ton each year until it's capped at $30 a ton. They're going to tax you on carbon. The tax will equate to a 30-cent a gallon fuel tax increase that starts at 10 cents. Washington already has the second highest gas tax in the nation. With federal taxes, taxes would soon approach $1 a gallon. The taxes alone. And it wouldn't do a thing for their states, for your state's roads or bridges. It's a carbon tax because of the carbon emissions. But that same very state that wants to increase your taxes, so to punish you for your carbon emissions, are the same ones that refuse to allow proper management of our forests, adding to fuel that creates, what is the number? Oh, Representative Matt Shea talked about it last week, and I aired it too, and I didn't write down the number. It's astronomical. You could reduce what? 25 to a third. 25% to a third reduction in carbon emissions if the environmentalists, this is just insane thinking, the environmentalists want to tax you because of your emissions, and those are the same environmentalists that want to allow the conditions to continue that produce by far more carbon emissions because of poorly managed forests. Are you getting this? So it's about the money. It's about money and power and control. I don't know. Maybe we should take it out of every person directly involved with refusing to allow proper forest management. Maybe all of that money, instead of taxing fuel usage, we should tax all of those people's personal income, the equivalent amount of money that they're trying to raise through taxing you because of their irresponsible policies. So have the people directly involved and responsible, how about they pay? No, they want to spread load it onto you. Okay, so anyway, you need to get a hold of your elected officials, and you need to make it known. Matter of fact, here's the phone number right here. I'll give you the phone number that you can share this widely. We'll post it. It's a LEG hotline. Here's the number. It is 1-800, so it's toll free. 1-800-562-6000. 1-800-562-6000. And you call that and you tell them no, absolutely no, on SB 6203. So let's see, that was dated a couple days ago on the 8th that was sent out. So get on the phone and tell them no. Absolutely. Okay, now this week we saw a lot of instability in the markets, didn't we? With the Dow Jones Industrial Average, all of the markets extremely volatile, plummet drops in a day, and then rebounding. It's just all over the place. Now, this stock market cannot continue to go up and up and up and up just like a rocket without some type of correction. We know that. We also know that the entire world wants to take Trump down. And many people are speculating, could this be the beginning of the attempt by the powers that be, the deep state, to pull the rug out from under Trump while he's in office so that the Republicans take the blame, the fall for the collapse of our economic system, which is just a precarious house of cards as it is, and they want to destroy him. Could this be the kind of a prelude to what's about ready to happen? We don't know. That's only speculation. Now, there are some people that have weighed in on that, but CNBC kind of encapsulated this because just yesterday, as the Dow closed over 300 points on Friday, the Dow bounced more than 300 points yesterday, but still posts worst week in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average swung more than 1,000 points in volatile trading just on Friday. The Dow and the S&P 500 both ended the week 5.2% lower, their worst performance since January of 2016. The Dow average experienced two drops of more than 1,000 points and two gains of more than 300 points during this volatile week. Now, some people are saying, this is they're manipulating the market by threatening to raise interest rates, and deep state is trying to collapse the system while Trump is in office, so he'll take the heat. The globalists will be able to seize power and control. I don't know. Now, I really look up to Sam Kolper's over there, Forward Observer. Really sharp intelligence analyst at the Forward Observer. And they've got their early warning for Tuesday. They're going to start bringing the early warning back. But this is what came out on the 6th of February, this Tuesday. And this is what they wrote. This is, of course, before the end of the week, obviously. This came out on Tuesday, and a lot of volatility has happened since then. But his take is that this is a healthy market correction. I tend to believe that also, although I do not trust the powers that be in this world. They're just evil people. And they hate Trump with a passion. And, everything, all the values that he stands for, the conservative, patriotic American values. They want that gone. Nationalism, they want it wiped out. But this is what Sam Kolper over at Forward Observer writes. Last week's market sell-off bled into this week, where we saw the Dow drop 1,600 points before recovering somewhat. That rippled into global markets, most of which were down yesterday, Monday. And now this morning, as of Tuesday, we wake up to Dow futures pointing down for another day. Now, what he ends up basically saying is this is a normal, healthy market correction because of all of the growth. But he does say at some point, this is how he caps it. On today's episode of The Ace on the Forward Observer Radio, they talked about why the collapse of all things is inevitable and why we could expect catastrophic collapse of large-scale systems within our lifetimes. And they make a really good case for that. And it's basically just a affirmation of what many of us all have also read and understood and concluded. This is all unsustainable. The economic system, this global system, and a collapse is something that many experts have been warning of, societal and economic and political collapses. And of course, as from a Christian perspective, obviously the stage has to be set for a one world currency, one world religion, one world government, one world system, right? So it all has to come down at some point. And so it must happen. All the signs, all the writing on the wall is that we are nearing those times. We were at the threshold of those times when we could see that all of that start to unfold. So how does that affect you as a person down on the ground level? Well, you have a family that you're responsible for. You may have a church that you're responsible for, a group that you've built frith with, that safety and security, that bond, that tight bond where you're going to rely on one another in case things become difficult. It could be a natural disaster, or it could be something grander like a empire collapsing, like has happened to every other empire throughout history. And America displays all of those signs at of being at the end of an empire, which we've covered in depth over the last several years. How does that affect you? Well, there's some really good articles that talk about some of the stuff that people enduring hardship in the collapses or tension in their cultures, what they are faced with. And I'm seeing a common thread. I'm more of a strategic thinker. I look for common threads. What do we see as far as common threads throughout the world in collapse type of environments? What we see are security, major security issues, where people must fend for their own security measures. And also food. Food being used as a weapon and a control mechanism. So if you don't have food, you are beholden to those who do control the food, and they control you, which could be a very bad thing when you have statists, globalists trying to build a new system and they control the food. That can buy a lot of persuasion and a lot of loyalty, right? So that's one of the reasons why we've always stressed greatly self-reliance. Obviously, you rely on the Lord, but not to rely on worldly globalist people that are following godless agendas. Those are not the people you want to be reliant on. You want to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. So you and your community and your family and those around you who you do trust, Those are the people that you rely on, not an outside force with an entirely different polar opposite worldview and a set of goals. And among those goals are enslavement of people like you to force compliance with a world system that you that conflicts with your moral conscience, right? So you want to be independent from that. Food, and I'm seeing this in all my studies over the years. I've seen this study, and it all comes down to controlling food. Here's an article. I'm going to cover two articles, actually, and then I'm going to give you some resources to try to start pointing you down the road towards self-sufficiency as far as just one area. We're just going to focus on one area, just food, self-reliance in food, food storage, and the reasons why. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish. Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth, and the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty. The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected, and America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, segment two now. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Our friends down there at St. Mary's, Idaho, in the beautiful St. Joe. If you need a place to get away for the weekend or anytime, check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. And also, I want to thank our sponsor for segment one, Works Holsters, works.com, W-E-R-K-Z, for custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So, okay, now, what I want to talk to you guys about, it's a couple articles here that jumped out at me as I was just kind of watching all of this unfold, this economic volatility, seeing the disdain that they have for our president and wanting so badly to take him down. And there's increasingly a hostile spirit toward Christians and basically conservative-minded people that are not towing the line with this new world system that we're seeing emerge around us, even in the United States. We look at examples. Well, what could that mean for us in the future? You look at examples of other countries that are going through turmoil of one sort or another, and we see food as used as a weapon oftentimes. And, you know, that's just one component that we could anticipate and prepare for. Of course, here at Radio Free Redoubt, we're huge proponents of safety and security, and at least every adult head of a household should have a combat rifle and adequate number amount of ammunition for it, and the skills to be able to use it, and of course first aid skills and communications and food storage and overall self-reliance. That's what makes you resilient, of course, and also your faith. But So I just want to talk about just the food right now in the last, you know, few minutes. There's an article here at Axios.com. We'll put a link here talking about Myanmar, military food starvation. Myanmar military withholding food as a weapon against the Rohingya. First, massacres, rapes, and the wholesale destruction of villages by the Myanmar military forced nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee Bangladesh. Now the food supply appears to be another weapon that's being used against the dwindling numbers of Rohingya in Myanmar. The Rohingya Muslims, who have been loathed by Myanmar's Buddhist majority for decades, and Buddhists, they are some vile people where in the communities where they are the majority. It's very common to see just brutality against anyone who's not Buddhist. So in this particular case, they're really targeting the Muslims. They've got those families locked down in their villages, sometimes even in their homes, and prevented from farming, fishing, foraging, trade, and work, the refugees and aid groups are saying. In other words, they can no longer do what they need to do to eat. While restrictions on freedom of movement and access to food have long been in place, they've tightened dramatically in recent weeks. And why it matters? Well, according to interviews with the most recent refugees, those are showing there's a growing desperation as the noose tightens around their communities for what UN officials have said may be a genocide. So there's one example, one of just a mountain of examples in recent and intermediate range history where food has been used as a weapon. Well, there's more recent example, very recent example. Here's another one, too, that we're seeing in U.S. in Venezuela. The economy, as it continues to erode, they're seeing what they describe as Mad Max-type violence stalking Venezuela's lawless roads. And once again, it's about food. Truck heists have long been common in Latin America's major economies, from Mexico to Brazil. Looting of cargoes on roads has soared in Venezuela in recent times and appears to not just be a result of common crime, but directly linked to the growing hunger and desperation among the population of 30 million people. Across Venezuela, there were some 162 lootings in January, just in January, including 42 robberies of trucks. And they're saying, according to this article, which we'll post, the dystopian attacks in a country with one of the world's highest murder rates are pushing up transport and food costs in an already hyperinflationary environment, as well as stifling movement of goods in the crisis-hit OPEC nation. They have complicated the perilous life of truckers who already face harassment from bribe-seeking soldiers, spiraling prices for parts, and hours-long lines for food. I mean, for fuel that is used for transporting the food to these communities, and these people are starving. Barred by law from carrying guns, that's a really good reason to move away from there. You can't even defend yourself. Barred by law from carrying guns, the Andean truckers form convoys to protect themselves. They text each other about trouble spots, and they keep moving as fast as possible. Yeah, until you find a abatis, countermobility obstruction in your roadway. So they're stopping these guys, robbing them, and many of them have been killed. They're saying just comply and go along with these guys and you'll be okay. But wouldn't you like to be in a situation where you didn't have to rely on trucks bringing food to your community, and anything that does move with food on it is getting not making it to your community because it's getting heisted before then? Well, gosh, there's a couple stories here I wanted to get to also, but I know I'm going to be running out of time. So, boy, this could be an hour-long segment. But what I want to do here then is I want to point to some resources that we have. In case you didn't know it, on RadioFreeRedoubt.com, we have a resources tab. And if you click on that tab, a drop-down menu comes down. And among the items listed in that resources drop-down tab menu is one titled Prepper Resources. click on that. Click on Prepper Resources. There are, now, we're strong proponents of self-reliance and preparedness, but Radio Free Redoubt is not necessarily a preparedness website. But what we do is we list resources which are. That's what they do. That's what they specialize in. Radio Free Redoubt specializes in advancing and promoting liberty and specifically the strategic relocation of God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the Inland Pacific Northwest to strengthen that already very strongly conservative region as a strategic move ahead of what's coming to our country and our culture. That's what we're all about. So in the process of advocating for self-reliance, self-sufficiency, we put resources on there. Survival Blog is like one of the, probably the most influential in my life. Survival Blog has been a staple in my life, and I strongly recommend it. But there are a few others. We've got an affiliate link with Zacon Fresh Foods to have that shipped into your community. Buy farm direct, get bargain prices. You can click on that. But there's a couple others we're going to add. One is Hoosier Hill Farm, Indiana hormone-free dehydrated real butter, heavy cream cheeses, and lots more. And they also offer free shipping on orders over $100. AzureStandard.com, Oregon, direct from the nation's largest organic farm. Lots of stuff there. Free shipping on all the time through Azure's trucking team. Great group of folks. And then finally, BulkFoods.com. They don't have a minimum. Flat $5 for shipping fee over $75 worth of product. So there's three right there. We want to be as self-reliant as possible. When the times come when food is being used as a weapon, it's one that's not being directed at you or your family, that you can be self-reliant and sidestep that. That's just one aspect. We'll talk about more in the future, but food. You've got to be self-reliant in that area, and there's some resources for you. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on Resources. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You guys have a blessed weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.